A New Sherlock Holmes Mystery. The Inequality of Mercy by Craig Stephen Copland. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter 1. Dear Reader, it is unlikely you are reading this story except you have also read The Adventure of Abbey Grange, in which Sherlock Holmes and I, acting as judge and jury, absolved Captain Jack Croker of the murder of Sir Eustace Brackenstall. You will recall that Holmes told the valiant captain, "Come back to this lady in a year, and may her future and yours justify us in the judgment which we have pronounced this night." A question, dear reader. What took place in your imagination after reading those words? It is probable that you continued the story in your mind. You could see the captain returning to his ship. As he sailed the seven seas, he would walk the deck at night, consumed by his memories of his beloved, beautiful Mary. Alone in his cabin, he would write letter after letter, pouring out his passionate words of love to her, and mailing them from ports of call throughout the great round globe. You imagined Mary Fraser, that spirited young woman from South Australia,